Gamerheads Podcast is part of the Little Fellow Media Podcast Network, sponsored by podcast host Budsprout, the easiest podcasting software for hosting, promoting, and tracking your podcast. And welcome to another episode of Gamerheads Reviews, and today I'm joined by my good friend, Phil the Chef.
How's it going, Roger?
Hey, how are you?
Doing swell. How about yourself?
Good. We just got done playing a multiplayer version. I mean, we've both been playing the game, but then we jumped in and played a game together of Killer Queen Black.
We didn't just play, Roger. We dominated.
Well, we didn't win.
Nobody has proof, Roger. We dominated.
You're right. We killed the competition.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. So that's what we're going to be reviewing today is Killer Queen Black on the Switch. I think it's on other systems too. Steam, Switch, and
Xbox One.
Xbox One. Yep. So it is a multiplayer game. So you can play. There's two ways you can play. You can play online, which is probably the easiest way. And you can play multiplayer, local multiplayer as well. But I think each one of you has to have a copy of the game to be able to play it online. So the Killer Queen, so it's based on an arcade game, and you know more about that than I do.
Yep, it's definitely based on an arcade game. There's a couple hundred units that are in almost every major barcade, I think is what they're being called these days, across the country. Again, eight players are playing it, even in the arcade. Both teams have got their own screen. There's a screen above those screens, so that way audiences can watch. For the longest time, it was a huge draw at the barcade, usually a line of people with quarters stacked up, ready to get in. It might have waned off in popularity a little bit, but it's definitely still getting action inside the arcades.
Yeah. And so the game is basically a, I don't know, like an arena type game, right? Like, I don't know, what do you call these kind of games? Like an elimination type game, I guess, where you have two teams. You have one queen and you have three worker bees. And each team then tries to win the best out of three matches, right? So you have to win three matches.
Best of five, and you're doing
best of five. That's right.
And unfortunately, we couldn't get into ranked mode, so we're not too sure about that one.
Yeah. So we tried joining ranked mode, and it just sat there and didn't let us join. But you're right, best out of five. And so when you're playing this game, so there's three different ways you can win this game. You can win by what they call an economic victory. And that means your worker bees going around and collect berries and fill up a board, or like a bunch of holes in this board full of the berries. I think like 10 berries or something like that. I'm not quite sure.
I think we'd be safe to call that area the hive.
The hive. Yeah, yeah. You're right. And then so you have to go around and do that. Another way you can win the game is through a military victory. So by killing the queen, she has three lives. And if you kill her all three times, then you win military victory. And then the last way you can win the game is by the snail. Is that what it's called, the snail? The snail
I don't place? Remember actually what it's called when you win that way, but yeah, the snail's way.
Yeah. So you climb on a snail and you ride it across finish line. And so there's a finish line on each side of this like platform. And if your character is on it, and that queen can't ride it, only the worker bees can ride it. And if the worker bee crosses the finish line, then you win. But then if you get killed by either the queen bee or one of the other worker bees, then another worker bee can jump on it and then ride it the other way. And yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting game.
It adds a depth of strategy to it with three different ways to win.
Yeah. It does, because when we were playing, it was really interesting. At one point, the queen was protecting the snail, and anybody that tried getting close to the snail, the queen was just killing. Mm-hmm. That was an interesting strategy. And then, you know, another one was where the queen was trying to just protect all the hive and trying to get everybody to get the berries back to the hive. I didn't play with much strategy. I was out there to kill the queen.
Freelance assassin Roger.
Yeah, that's right. And we did pretty good. I mean, like, I played the queen once, and I was able to kill her a couple times. And we had like two victories in a row, and then we ended up losing the next three matches, which really sucked. But then as a worker bee, then you also have the ability to get weapons as well. So you take one of the berries that you find, and there's little portals, I think they call them. Yep. And you can go into those portals with your berry, and then you can either pick like a different kind of weapon, or sometimes there's shields, and then you can use that against, you know, your opponents. And as a queen, the queen actually can touch one of these portals and change it to her color, and then the other team can't access that portal, which is also very, you know, plays into the strategy as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a platform game. And it reminds me a lot of Joust. I mean, you mentioned that too, I think.
Oh, yeah.
When we talked about it. The game is very, very similar to Joust because the queen is the only one that can, like, fly around in the game.
Yep.
The other ones can jump, but the queen can only fly, the only one that can fly around. And it kind of reminds me of Joust because you are, like, clicking the fly button to make her fly.
Yeah, you're just wailing on that button.
You are. And then you also have a stinger, I guess, right? Or kind of like a joust thing that you mm-hmm. go around and you kill the other worker bees or the queen bee.
I did notice, too, when you weaponize your bear or your
yeah.
bee,
yeah.
Sometimes, depending on what the weapon is, you can also fly with that one, too.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because I saw one of the weapons that I had tonight was a mace, and you couldn't fly with that one, but then another one was a sword. And with that one, you could fly.
Nice, because I had a gun, and with the gun, you couldn't jump at all, like, because it was so heavy, you could just, and you moved really, really slowly, but it, like, caused a lot of damage.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we played a couple rounds, separately, and then we played a couple rounds together. There is, which is, this actually shocked me a little bit, native voice chat in the game.
Yep.
So you don't have to use the Nintendo voice chat app thing. The phone, if you will.
If anybody's using it.
Yeah, yeah. So that was interesting. This is like, if I'm correct, this is like only the second game on the Switch that allows for native voice chat.
Fortnite being the first?
Yeah. So that was really interesting. And then I believe this is cross-play, so you can play it with other players from Steam and from Xbox as well. So they do have ranked games. They do have a leaderboard, and then it shows you your overall stats as well. So they show you how many kills you have and how many I don't know what the units are, but they show you like your measurement of how long you traveled on a snail for and how many berries you've collected and how many times you've died in the game. It's kind of cool. It's neat to see those stats that they keep track of those stats. And it looks like there is some kind of league as well, maybe, but maybe it's part of the ranked.
I would assume that's all part of ranked.
Yeah, but neither of us could get into that, so.
And I tried to a couple of other times when I played, too, and I couldn't get in. But for some reason, there was leaderboards up for it, but I could never personally get in. So
yeah.
Maybe wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah. So
we can always try again when it releases tomorrow to see if there's a lot more people on.
Yeah, true. So... Yeah. So I mean, I will say the graphics are, you know, okay.
Yeah. they're 8-16-bit.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, this is not a game that's going to be, you know, it's not going to shine with the graphics. I think what shines with this game is the fact that you can play up to 8 players and the chaos that happens in this game.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see why this would be an appeal in arcade, and I can see why this would be an appeal with like friends. And I do like the fact that they added online because, I mean, as cool as it, you know, is to play it local multiplayer, and I really like that, like to find 8 friends that have this game would be really kind of hard.
Yeah, it might not be the easiest thing to do. Plus, it gives you that random chance to play against people online, too. And it's cool that you can party up and obviously play with your friends, and then you can have your own little private party chat, which as soon as the game starts, it kicks you into team chat to try to...
Yeah.
Emphasize, the strategy making portion of it.
Yeah, yeah, which we didn't be part of, so.
Yeah, we're antisocial.
Yeah, exactly. We had our own little chat going on, but we didn't join that one. So, overall, I mean, I'd say the tips and tops of this game, my tips and tops for this game were the fact that it is a cool strategy game. I mean, I like the fact that there is strategy behind it, and it's a fun party game. It's a fun multiplayer game, and it's a simplistic you know, really mechanic, but it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, it's a great throwback to the old arcade days.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's got that entire vibe to it. And I know it's being ported from an arcade game, so that's stupid to say, but it's got that feel to it.
It does. I mean, and the arcade game really isn't that old. I think it's 2013 was when the arcade game first came out.
Yep.
So I mean, I think, you know, they were obviously doing a throwback or a callback to some of the old, like, games, like we mentioned, Joust and some other games like that. Those are my tips and tops. Did you have anything else that you wanted to mention for your tips and tops?
No, I mean, it's a super solid, fun little game to play.
Yeah.
And you got friends along with it. You're going to have a good time with it.
Some of the things that were my flips and flops. One thing was that, man, the characters are really small.
Yeah, it definitely does not hold up well on handheld. I had been playing it on my TV previously. And then when I switched to handheld, when we played tonight, it was, it's small.
You can't see what's happening. You can't really read your own character's name. You're like, what? Is that me?
Yeah, if you run across somebody else and you cross paths, you're suddenly following the other character and falling three levels down and didn't realize it was you that was falling.
Yeah, exactly. Because it has your name above your character.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not the queen, you're one of the worker bees.
Good luck figuring out who you are sometimes.
Exactly.
Looks great on the big screen, though.
Yeah, it does. It does look good on a big screen. The other thing I will say about the game is that there are different levels, but you play the same ones quite a bit. I know it's supposed to be random, but boy, there was a couple times where we played the same level like three times in a row.
Yeah, and then a different level for the last two times. That didn't seem to randomize it very heavily. And I think there's like six different levels in the game, too, or level designs in the game, too. So why it just doesn't give you one of each to do your thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. But, I those are kind of nitpicky.
Oh, definitely.
I think more of the bigger problem, like you said, was in handheld mode. The characters are kind of small. Yep. It's not unplayable. It's just it's better on a big screen.
Mm-hmm.
So what did you find? What did you give for a final grade?
I'd give it a solid B-.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I can't sit there and play it for hours on end, but I can sit down and play a handful of games of it and have a really good time with it, especially if I've got somebody that I'm playing with.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, that's the thing that I thought too. I was like, man, this is such a good game to play co-op with your friends. And when we first joined, I was like, are we going to be on separate teams? But they put us on the same team. That was really good.
Yep.
I was afraid that they were going to put us on separate teams. Although, if we wanted to play on separate teams, I don't know how that would have worked. I don't know how you can.
I wonder if you can. I don't know.
Yeah. I agree with the score. I think B- is a good score. In considering the price is $30. That's a little hefty for the game. I think at $30, I'm in the same boat you are. It's a fun game, but it won't keep my attention. And $30 is a little high price. So is this something that you're interested in? Probably. I mean, I guess my thought is unless you're really into like esports type games like this and you like these types of games and you have a bunch of friends that want to play this game along with you, then maybe you want to get it, but $30, probably want to wait for a sale, in my opinion.
And knowing the way that most smaller games that aren't large title games go, it'll be on sale eventually.
Yeah, yeah. But this game is actually getting quite a bit of buzz.
Excellent.
Yeah, thanks. On the internet, because of the fact that it was an arcade game, it's being ported to the Switch and the consoles, so... Cool. So B- is our final grade on this. And...
Is there a pun with a B- on that too, by the way? Neither of us even caught until right now.
Yeah, so I give it a solid B. but no, I think it's you know, it does what it does well. I guess that's the thing.
Like, I didn't see any technical flaws with it the entire time that we played or I played or any of that kind of stuff. It's solid.
Yeah, it's a solid game. And really, like, for the multiplayer, I mean, I was going to say there's no lag. There is no lag, but I mean, it's not asking a lot for the game. You know what I mean?
It's not pushing all that heavily.
No, it's not. But I mean, for what it's worth, that also means that there's no lag and it plays really well. So listeners, if that's something you're interested in, we'll go ahead. I'm going to stream that game, actually. Phil, we'll get together another time too, and we'll record it and stream it so that way other people can watch it too. So you can check that out, twitch.tv/gamerheadspodcast. And if you're interested in finding out more about our podcast and hearing more episodes, you can also do that at our website at gamerheadspodcast.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at GamerHeadsPC. And if you like what you hear, you can leave us a review on iTunes, and we'll leave a link right in the show notes where you can leave us a review there as well. All right, thanks, Phil, for joining us.
No problem, Roger. Thanks for having.
You're welcome. And listeners, thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. See ya.
Talk to you soon.